It's the president's deadline of July 4th, but senators are still divided over his tax and spending plan. Democrat Peter Welch.
Never in my time in Congress have I seen a bill that does so much damage in so many ways to so many people in so many states.
Republican Mike Crapo.
Reining in wasteful spending, as achieved in this bill, is the best way to restore economic prosperity and opportunity for all Americans.
Senators are considering proposed amendments to the bill today in what's called a vote-a-rama. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
We are expecting this vote tonight to go through late night, early into the early hours of tomorrow morning, presumably passing it by tomorrow morning, but then still has to pass the House. On the House side, there are some very strong concerns about some of the changes that have been made here on the Senate side.
CBS's Jerika Duncan is in Manhattan, where the jury in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs is deliberating, but hit a snag early on. One juror wants clarification of the judge's instructions.
We heard that the juror number 25 is actually having questions about how to take all of this information in that they were given for over 2.5 hours and apply it to those charges.
The Justice Department has charged more than 300 defendants with alleged health care fraud worth $15 billion. Christopher Cruz has that story.
Among those charged, 96 doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and other licensed medical professionals. Federal and state law enforcement agencies throughout the country took part in the takedown, which officials say netted more than $245 million in cash, luxury vehicles, cryptocurrency, and other assets.
Europe is enduring a sweltering heat wave. This American tourist in London.
It's really hot. It's definitely a little bit challenging, I would say, in terms of just because there's not necessarily a big breeze.
Could hit 105 in Paris tomorrow. The latest standoff in the trade war between the U.S. and Canada has calmed for now. The White House says the Canadian prime minister caved. Here's Stacey Lynn.
The digital services tax that was due to take effect today has now been scrapped, and talks between the two countries are back on. President Trump had suspended trade talks Friday, calling the levy a blatant attack. But 48 hours later, the Canadian government folded.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher. The S&P 500 rose to another record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meets tomorrow night to discuss water projects, public safety funding, and a mayoral liquor license veto. The agenda also features talk about firefighting training grants and a parking lot closure for a veterans event. The meeting is at the library. You can go deeper on that agenda at racinecountyeye.com. A vacant industrial building on Kenosha's north side suffered heavy fire damage last night. No one was inside the former North American Salt plant and no injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation. Flags across Wisconsin are at half-staff to honor Milwaukee police officer Kendall Quarter, who was killed responding to a shots fired call last week. Governor Evers ordered the tribute with the suspect in custody. Flags will be lowered through tomorrow and on the day of Quarter's interment. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have launched a $3 million AI lab to help Wisconsin manufacturers adopt automation technology. The aim is to boost innovation and competitiveness statewide. And the Recplex in Pleasant Prairie is putting a new rooftop solar system on the facility. It's expected to cut energy use by 15% and save nearly $4 million over the system's lifespan. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers on their way to Queens, New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings. The game began with Rockies manager Warren Schaefer and batter Tyler Freeman arguing with the umpire about balls and strikes, both ejected. I asked Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick how it went for him.
That first inning was definitely a grind. I felt like I was making good pitches, just trying to get rewarded a little bit. How close they were, said something, you know, go on. on from there, but he ended up being right.
Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have reached a new three-year deal with Bobby Portis Jr. worth as much as $44 million. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, Bobby, he's been fantastic every night. Every night he gives us something defensively with his hands and his rebound.
And former Buck Malik Beasley, now with the Pistons, under investigation for gambling. Beasley accused of betting on NBA games 2 years ago while with Milwaukee, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid-80s. Currently, it's 87.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1971.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1971. A year when polyester was king, avocado green was a lifestyle choice, and everyone's living room smelled faintly of burnt popcorn and wood paneling. You couldn't Google anything in 1971. You had to ask your neighbor, your mom, or a guy at the hardware store named Earl. And half the time, they were just guessing anyway. Kids played outside until the streetlights came on or until someone got smacked in the head with a lawn dart. That was how you knew it was time for dinner. On the radio in 1971, we were listening to The Partridge Family.
So all alone, I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take the last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody
I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Somebody wants.
1971, it's the Partridge Family and Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1971. Now that song reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the U.S. and number 1 in Canada. The song was featured twice on the TV show The Partridge Family, and although the Partridge Family was presented as a band on the show, the studio recordings typically featured only David Cassidy and Shirley Jones with session musicians from The Wrecking Crew. Well, in 1971, some fruitless talks were going on to try to end the war in Vietnam.
In Paris, on Avenue Kléber, in a former Gestapo headquarters, politicians have been talking for 4 years about ending a war. Once a week, on Thursdays, diplomatic cars arrive at the conference center, bringing delegates to talk about a war in which nearly 1 million men have died. The Vietnam War.
On the radio in 1971, we were listening to Gary and the Pacemakers, Ferry Cross the Mersey, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. Around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
From 1971, it's Jerry and the Pacemakers and Ferry Cross the Mersey on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971. Now, the Mersey Ferry runs along the Mersey River from Liverpool to Wirral Peninsula in England. It still runs, but these days it's mostly a tourist attraction. Well, in 1971, Evel Knievel made a jump at the Yakima Speedway in Washington. It didn't go so well.
I can just tell you there were times during my life when I jumped that I absolutely thought or knew that I wasn't going to make it. But I went ahead and did it anyway. When you give your word to somebody that you're going to do something, you got to do it. Well, I just didn't have enough speed on takeoff. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. Football players fall down on AstroTurf and rodeo riders fall down in nice, soft dirt or cow manure. But boy, when you fall off of this motorcycle at 60 or 70 or 80 miles an hour on the asphalt, there's nothing in the world that compares with it. It's just murder on your body. It tears you to pieces.
On the radio in 1971, we were listening to the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971.
Oh, my friend had that man, something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the palm of my hand. woman.
Got to be like.
Soon take advantage of you.
Got to be like.
Let me tell you.
Be like.
My friend.
Got to be like.
I just ain't
be
your
like.
Lucky dude.
Got to be
so
like.
You oughta
be like
the lady.
Got to be like.
Best you can do.
You
gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving you all the look and see. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her, tease
her.
But most of all, you got to please her. You got to hold her and warn her and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman. It's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
From 1971, it's the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971. That song was written by Eddie Cornelius. It became a major hit, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and earning a gold record for 1 million sales. Well, in 1971, on the big screen, it was Willy Wonka.
For you, Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat?
What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Yes, 1971, a glorious mess of lava lamps, rotary phones, and jingles that got stuck in your head for years. Life moved a little slower, prices were a lot lower, and nobody knew they were living in the good old days. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon for another class reunion. Tomorrow we feature the class of 1967.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
And today's the final day to use my promo code at checkout. My promo code is REUNION. REUNION.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The summer heat is here. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling is here to provide expert summer tune-ups to keep systems running efficiently, save you money, and prevent costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repair and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit mkehvac.com to schedule your summer tune-up now.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Remember when you were in elementary school and you learned to play the recorder in music class? Well, you could play on the introduction to this song. It's Vanity Fair, Hitchin' a Ride on WRJN.
Try to
Elegance and Little Star on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you so much for listening to Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid-80s. Currently it's 85.
Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Okay, well, today is a great day to act fast on one of summer's most beautiful and most musical arts collaborations. First thing to do is mark July 24th on your calendar. That's the day for this year's Groovin' in the Garden. It's the third year for Groovin' in the Garden, which is an event held on the beautiful Wusta Museum grounds and curated by Mahogany Black Arts and Culture Center. This evening event will feature live music from two different bands. They've got the crowd favorite Versatile Band, which is smooth R&B, sultry neo-soul, and a little bit of dance-worthy funk. And then they have the Stone Jam Band, which will be playing blues, R&B, and jazz. After the live music, there's a DJ set that'll feature music across genres and generations. So definitely some grooving to do. While you're at Wusta, you can check out some live art in the making. There'll be artists, including local favorite D. Hutch, who is going to be creating some work during the event. At the event, guests are welcome to bring their own picnic and enjoy those grounds, but there will also be food trucks with sandwiches for sale and a garden bar selling both non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages. So there's plenty of ways to experience the garden, but do bring a chair or a blanket. But the other reason to take some action now is, besides just getting it on your calendar, if you purchase your tickets by July 1st, you can enjoy some early bird savings. There's a ticket link on the Wusta website, which is ramart.org/events. Or, of course, you can get to it by visiting the RacineArtsCouncil.org calendar and clicking on July 24th.
Sounds like we got to take advantage of this today.
Until July 1st to get the savings, but you can keep on buying tickets all the way up until the event.
Okay. You said July 24th, right?
Right.
Perfect place to have an event like this, right there on the Wusta grounds. Beautiful.
Beautiful grounds.
All right. And if we want more information, as you said, it's available on your website too.
It is. RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Kind of a drag. Oh,
and timeless hits on WRJN. And the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. She loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones in this long won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, your Milwaukee Brewers all season long here on WRJN. You know, the Brewers over the last week and a half or so are the hottest team in baseball. 8-2 over their last 10 games, now just 2 games behind the Cubs in the National League Central. We love that. Brewers off today and back in action tomorrow night at 5:35. We will have it for you as the Brewers take on the Mets. So off today, back in action tomorrow on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
88 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. You have yourself a great night. Here's Jackson Brown, Dr. My Eyes on WRJN.
Dr. My Eyes have seen the years and the slow.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when Chris can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that
is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The White House is keeping up the pressure on Republican senators to get the president's tax and spending bill passed by the deadline of July 4th.
Republicans need to stay tough and unified during the home stretch, and we are counting on them to get the job done.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, Stacey Lynn has more.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the mission today...
Senate Republicans have to decide...